With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
Cara Phillips got in touch to say she listens to the show every day from Boston. What? As soon as I heard Boston, I knew I had to talk to her. So from a very early Boston, we should have Cara there now. Good morning, Cara.
Good morning, Dave.
Afternoon. Yeah, I was going to say, hang on, it's afternoon for me, but not for you. Is it Boston?
Yes, I'm in Boston.
So how does someone in Boston know about me, this radio show, us? What's going on there?
So a little behind the scenes is my mother is from Leitrim.
Okay.
And I spent many weeks during the summers growing up in Leitrim. And about 13 years ago, I decided to start going back to Ireland in the fall just for fun.
Nice.
And I have to listen to the radio. And I found you on my drive from Dublin to Carrigaline, got to the house. There's no TV or internet, so I listened to you all day long. And fast forward to May of 2022, my morning show guy in Boston retired.
Okay.
And his show wasn't good anymore. Tried a different kind of radio station, didn't like that. The elections were going on, was getting sick and tired of US news.
Okay, I hear you.
Went to Ireland again in October of 2022, listened to you guys. And when I came back, I said, you know what? I'm going to see if I can stream them.
Okay.
And I've been listening to you ever since.
No way. That's amazing. Yep. Okay, so we crossed the Atlantic with you.
You did.
That's so good to hear. So, like, are you getting up super early so you can listen to us, or do you listen back?
So what I do is I actually drive into the office. So I'm at my desk by 5 a.m.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so we're your breakfast and your morning show.
You're my breakfast. My joke is I miss Ian because he's too early.
Yeah.
But I get Paula, which I don't listen to at home in Ireland, because that's drinking by the fire time.
Gotcha. So you've got us on. You've got the whole day's worth of shows.
Yep. And it should have, on the flip side of it, you know, saying back to the election part, like listening to Matt Cooper and having a different non-US centric news and seeing both sides of each story.
Yeah.
And him being very fair, it was kind of refreshing.
That's really cool, actually, Cara. Yeah, because you're getting that I suppose, outward view. That even when we deal with Irish politics, we obviously only have the same thing. We only have the Irish view. We all think it's this bit's important, that bit's important. But often when you do hear somebody else talk about it, you realize, oh, yeah, there's a whole other angle I haven't thought about before.
It's also the Irish culture. When I flew over the night before Lorenzo hit you.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And I just prayed that I would get home in time before the storm. Now, if a hurricane hits America, every meteorologist in the world is at a beach.
Yep.
You know, standing outside in the rain, making a big deal out of it. We survived. And the next morning I woke up, turned on Today FM, and Ian was taking calls from people. And I remember he took a call from a fella in Galway and asked if he'd gone to work that day.
Yeah.
And the guy goes, well, sure. It's just a bit of wind and rain.
I just
love that.
Yeah, absolutely. So when you come back here, then what do you think the biggest differences are? Like, what do you see here that makes you love Ireland? And also, what do you have at home that makes you love Boston and the US?
So for Boston, I've wanted to move to Boston since I was 5 years old.
Okay.
Graduated where were you university. Originally? I was in Connecticut.
Connecticut, right. Okay.
But I'm an only child, and all of my cousins live up here.
Gotcha.
So graduated, came here. I'll be here 30 years next year.
Fantastic. Wow.
Ireland, to me, as a child, was a way to escape. My mother kind of gave me the freedom to run rampant.
Yeah.
Made a ton of friends in the town. and sort of a second family, and just my cousins are over there, and just, it's a different way of life.
Brilliant, brilliant. And so what then, like, let me get your day. So you get up really early, you're in the office by 5. What time do you leave the office?
About one.
Okay, that's good. And then when you go home, then is it like, are you now off work? Like, can you?
I check the phone from time to time,
right?
But I kind of check out around 4, and then listen to the end of Matt Cooper and then Paula, and then I check out for the day.
You do. You're, as you said, drinking by the fireside. Yeah, I hear you. And then weather-wise, I mean, we're complaining because we've just got a cold snap happening here, so where we're kind of dealing with, you know, wind chill as low as 0 degrees. Yeah. How are you guys faring right now? Looks like the window over your shoulder looks like a beautiful sunny day.
Yep, it's actually it is, but I used the remote car starter this morning. It was about 0 degrees.
And so then tell me this, when you're tuned in, like, to the songs that we play, to the news stories that we cover, do you feel like you're on top of everything then when you're in the office talking to your friends and your family around there? Like, are you across all the stories you need to be across?
I do. I mean, again, look, the internet here too, but
sure,
you know, again, it's everything so president-centric here.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
And you kind of need to check out of that completely.
Yep.
So again, you guys had your presidential election, which is much different than ours.
That's true. Not without its controversy, but different. Yeah.
Yes. I mean, it doesn't go on for 4 years.
That's true.
It's almost like a little piece of home when I'm here.
Gotcha. Well, Cara, we are thrilled that you found us, that we are a part of your life. It absolutely makes my day now to know that every morning when you get up and you're driving to the office, we're your breakfast show. That's fantastic. Well, thank you so much for tuning in.
Thank you very much. And I look forward to listening to Louise next.
Okay, amazing. Thank you so much, Cara.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. Take care. See you later.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.